This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Revolution, Murder and Traffic Wardens, Part 2, by Hayden Jones.
We knew we had to find out who was framing me and trying to stand in the way of the revolution. But how? How could we infiltrate when we didn't know who was attacking us? Answer? Traffic wardens. We need to get in with the traffic wardens. They're the ones getting bumped off.
Oh, yes. Someone seems to have a vendetta against Mike's campaign, or us, and definitely traffic wardens. We should definitely put ourselves in the firing line.
Infiltration. I like it.
Don't think...
What do traffic wardens do in their spare time? What do they do when they aren't wardening?
They're always wardening. They never stop. Which is why we are going to have to become...
Don't say it.
Traffic wardens!
Right, you can't just become a traffic warden. Anyway, all courses and jobs now want to know every piece of information about you. We can't just show up in disguise, fill in a form and hope for the best. There's not some place called Traffic Warden School.
He was right. There isn't a place called Traffic Warden School. It's called Parking Enforcement Officer Training. And we were going in. I know what you're thinking. How do you even become a traffic warden? Aren't they just cruelly press-ganned at a young age? It all begins with a form.
Have you filled in your form, boys?
Yes, we are ready to become traffic wardens.
Parking enforcement officers.
Parking enforcement officers.
Right. Follow me. You're a bit late for this class, but it's not full. Welcome to Parking Enforcement Level 1. This qualification will enable you to learn, develop, and practice the essential skills needed to work as a parking enforcement officer. This is not a course for the faint-hearted. This is not a career for the faint-hearted. This is not a job for a people person. You've been accepted onto this course because your forms have informed us you are not people.
I'm a people person. I work in PR. Of course I work with people.
Yes, everybody loves the PR. That's why there are all those monuments to public relations.
We don't need people. We need people who know the score. And the score is this. There is no shopping trip too brief, no school run quick enough, no emergency too urgent to justify parking on double yellers.
No emergency?
Without us, it would be anarchy. We bring order to the streets. Now, open your textbooks at page 24. I want you to copy down and memorise all the traffic violations that involve large pieces of raw meat.
Oh, wow, so that one was real then.
Wow. Just wow. That's changed my life, that.
It's been one day, and all we did was copy down obscure traffic violations.
Do you think the teacher's single?
Yes.
Practical tomorrow. Gentlemen, it's about to get real.
Oh! Morning. Just putting out the old recycling. Does build up, you know.
Yes.
It's just squash. They do love their squash at the support group I hold.
I wonder... Right then, ladies. This is your first time on the mean streets. It is your chance to prove you are worthy of the uniform, worthy of the badge, and worthy to carry the sticky plastic covers with which to attach tickets to car windscreens.
We expected there to be a more formal name for those.
Yeah, ticket protectors or something.
We don't waste time thinking. We do. Else we'd all be wasting time as parking violators ran back towards their car as soon as they spotted us. Too late. Don't think, just photograph, record and sticker.
Always been my motto.
Good lad. Now I want you all to go out there and record as many parking violations as you can. This could be the making of you. Today, you are ladies. Tomorrow, you could be parking enforcement officers.
Yes.
It's a much shorter course than you think, isn't it?
Now remember, this is not an easy job. It's dangerous. Be careful out there.
parking violation.
You arrived here weak. You walked through that door as nothing but unappealing people who did not work well with others. It's been a long journey.
We started yesterday.
But today, I am proud to call you all parking enforcement officers.
Yes, I made it.
When I call your name, please come to the front and collect your uniforms, badges, and sticky plastic covers with which to attach tickets to car windscreens. You can pay for them now too.
What pay?
So we are now qualified, just like that.
There's a high turnover, so we launch these intensive training courses. Right, as I said, when I call your name, Mr. Larry White.
Reporting for duty.
Mr. Vic Blonde.
Yes, ma'am. Just quickly, about the charging for uniform thing.
Mr. Alex Pink.
Alex Pink?
I panicked.
You can't have half a fake name. Do you want to blow the whole thing?
It's okay, I can fix this. Thank you, miss. I actually go by Al.
Well, you can call me Betty.
Well, Betty, you can call me Al.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I know.
Mr. William Boyd?
Yep.
Miss Lillian Barrett?
Yep.
Miss Elizabeth Rodway?
Here.
What's this about a high turnover, Betty? Do people not stay in the job long?
Sort of.
Nah, can't take the heat.
I don't think that's the reason.
No, not with your highly selective process and intense training package.
We don't have a high turnover because our parking enforcement officers have a hard time staying in the job. We have a high turnover because lately, parking enforcement officers have a hard time staying alive in the job.
Oh.
We've tried to keep it out of the news. Look, if you're worried, there's this group you might be interested in. It's led by a lovely lady. Let me give you a flyer. The next meeting is this evening. Actually, perhaps you'd like to come, Mr. Blonde.
Can I bring my friends?
And you two, of course.
Yes. Yes, I think we will. So, tonight.
Tonight.
Is this wise?
Nope.
Hello, gentlemen. New recruits, I take it.
Yes.
I don't know. Everybody wants to be a parking enforcement officer nowadays. It's very cool. Do come in for a glass of squash. Everybody! Everybody! Have you all got a glass of squash? Now, allow me to introduce... Oh, where are my manners? I'm Mrs. Sponge, Judy Sponge, and you are?
Mr. White.
Mr. Bond.
Mr. Pink.
Mr. White, have we met?
No.
Hi, Betty.
Mr. Blonde.
Squash for all three.
No, I've given up e-numbers. Have you got fresh?
No.
I'm fine.
What flavour is it?
Orange. Orange squash.
I only drink blackcurrant, sorry.
Mr. Blonde, can I tempt you?
No, thank you, Mrs. Sponge. I won't have any. I have a history of squash causing hyperactivity and lack of bladder control.
Shall we begin, then? Welcome, everybody, to Parking Attendant Officer Support Group Warden Welfare. Neil, would you like to begin?
Well, what I don't understand about these repeat offenders is why they don't just get public transport.
Oof. Oh, man. What's wrong with you?
No! Don't make me or them take public transport.
Yes, but we'd all be out of a job then, wouldn't we?
Yes, I don't think we should push the public transport angle. I love a little run around in my car. Besides, public transport is insanitary. Top up, anyone?
So, Betty, what are you doing now?
Oh, I don't know, Vic. Probably back to mine for a hot chocolate and have a look over today's photos and tickets. Wind down, you know.
Oh, would you fancy a drink with me tonight?
I must finish this paperwork.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Vic!
Mate, that's you.
I'm free tomorrow night.
Really?
Well, I know a great place.
Lovely.
After tomorrow's meeting, maybe?
Yeah, after tomorrow's meeting.
What was that?
What was that?
Asking your teacher out. She's a traffic warden.
Parking enforcement officer.
She could be the killer.
Mate, I know we said we would infiltrate, but this might be approaching above and beyond. Plus, she's technically the enemy.
Mike, we said we would help you start an awareness campaign, and now we're bloody qualified traffic wardens.
Parking enforcement officers. Never does your CV any harm to add an extra qualification. Looks professional.
Professional? We don't even have this useless qualification in our own names, let alone the need to use it.
This is an infiltration, Mr. Pink. Please act professional even if you aren't. I like Betty. I'm making the best of a difficult situation.
I am acting like a professional, swooning over your teacher. What if Betty's the killer? You might squeal and blow our cover on your date.
Get in, boys!
How was school?
We graduated. We're parking enforcement officers now.
Congratulations.
Rupert asked our teacher out.
Don't hit the player, Alex.
Hit the game.
I have a boyfriend. I just think this could compromise our situation.
Any news?
Got a call today, boys.
From who?
Now, I don't want to panic you, but did any of you drink the squash?
No.
Good. The caller had reason to believe the squash was poisoned.
The squash? Poisoned? But who's poisoning it?
Who do you think?
Well, it could only be Judy Sponge.
Aye.
So we've just been in a killer's house?
Could be.
Why didn't you warn us before?
I knew you panloafy lot wouldn't drink squash.
I think I'm allergic.
Oh, it's filthy stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if you were.
I only like blackcurrant. I could have died if I liked orange. Hang on. You said you got a call. On what number?
Shop.
How did they know to call you?
They found us.
Who has found us, though? They must be on our side.
Or they want the pleasure of murdering us in our sleeping bags.
What did they sound like over the phone?
They didn't sound murdery, if that's what you're asking.
Ah, so we're all right then, lads.
Oh, good. They didn't sound murdery. Carry on.
Who would know we were here and what we're doing?
Betty. Betty would. Rupert, did you give her this number?
No. I've got a brand new mobile, so I can't be traced. I know a guy who can set you up with a new SIM, just like that.
Did you say anything about who you really were or talk to her about the recent murders?
Nope.
Did you say anything to this mystery caller?
No. They hung up before I could.
Was it male or female? The voice?
Sounded like a lass, but her voice was disguised, I think.
Betty. Who else could it be?
Our cover might have been blown. We're going to go off-grid.
You said we were already off-grid.
More off-grid. It's Travelodge time. Yes?
Package for you.
Just a sec. What's this?
A package.
I know, but who for?
You. Thank you. Have a good morning, sir.
Don't touch it. Not with your bare hands. You have to take it to the forensic department so they can x-ray it.
It's fine.
Open it.
I'm opening it.
What is it?
I don't know. Some science thing.
A bomb.
No, it's a kit. A testing kit. And there's a note.
It says, accept the squash next meeting. Drop this in. If it turns blue, run. Don't trust Mrs. Sponge.
Must be to prove there's poison in the squash. Any mention of Betty?
No. So shut up.
So we go to tonight's meeting. And we prove this squash is poison. Are we all in?
Is it too late to say no?
Yes.
Well, I'm meeting Betty there anyway, so yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I'll obviously only come if it fits in with your social plans you've made, Rupert.
I need you to be calm, Alex. We are, essentially, fugitives here. We need solidarity in the camp.
We aren't fugitives.
I am, and you are harbouring me. You know I can't stay on the right side of the law. I'm too free-spirited.
Can we swing by HQ before we go? I left my aftershave.
And do you think I should text Betty or not? You know, treat her mean and all that.
HQ?
The hideout.
The butchers.
My butchers.
Well, I think we should do that anyway. I want to check something.
And then I will take you to this meeting in my van and wait outside in case there's any funny business.
Oh, Mr. Pink, Mr. Blonde, Mr. White, come in. We've had terrible news.
Is Betty here yet?
Poor, poor Betty.
Oh, no.
Found this morning not far from here.
Oh, yeah? Where is she on her way?
I don't think so, mate.
You best come in. We were just sharing some of our memories. Squash?
I guess it wasn't Betty after all then, mate.
Shut up.
Oh, I see.
Mike, there's something I should tell you.
Shh, it's Larry here.
Larry, there's something I should tell you.
I think we should all raise a glass of squash to our dear departed friend Betty. We are a dwindling group, aren't we? To Betty.
No time, Pinky.
Shit.
Nobody move and nobody drink the squash.
How very disrespectful. This is not what Betty would have wanted.
There's poison in the squash. It's been Mrs. Sponge killing you one by one.
That's absurd. I have created a haven in my home for all these brave parking enforcement officers. And might I add, my husband, the late Mr. Sponge, was a parking enforcement officer.
So?
So why would I be poisoning them?
Their uniform is a painful reminder of what once was and what could have been.
Is that it?
No! And I think if anyone should be asking questions, it should be me. Who are you? What are you doing here and what have you put in my squash?
Mate, I really, really need to talk to you.
Mrs. Sponge, if the squash isn't poisoned, why don't you drink it?
I don't need to prove anything, but I will. Was that Derek's squash?
No, mine's here.
Oh no. So whose squash did I just drink?
Mine.
Simon. Oh God.
How much time have you got?
Not long.
Mike, I have to tell you, when we went back to HQ...
The butchers, yes?
Yes, yes, the butchers. I dialed 1471.
Oh, is that still going?
Yeah, I thought it was a long shot too.
No, no, good thinking.
Anyway, mate... It was your number that came up.
My number? But I haven't been home. Who could have dialed? Chutney?
I don't think it was your dog.
Police!
Kate!
Mike!
How did you know we were here?
I knew after running from the police you'd try to solve this crime yourself instead of doing something sensible like getting bail and letting the police do their job.
Wow, that is so true.
So I managed to get myself on the case. I knew you wouldn't go far. Alex and Rupert had also disappeared.
Gone off grid.
So you must all be together. You'll watch the same TV show, so I guess the plan of action would be to infiltrate. I know the guy Rupert knows is Mr. Halliday.
Oh, tell the world.
So I made a guess you were at the butcher's. Mrs. Sponge seemed like the only common link between you, Mike, and the traffic wardens.
Parking enforcement officers.
I've met her before, when we first moved here, and I was trying to fit in. She was leading a women's institute meeting and knew a little bit about her husband.
Bastard.
I researched her husband's road rage death.
The bastard wanted to give me a ticket. Me, his wife, a ticket for parking on a double yellow. I just slipped into the shops to get his tea. Well, I wasn't having it.
So you ran him down in your car and sped off?
Yes, I did.
When I realised she was leading a support group for parking enforcement officers, I thought she must be up to something.
Revenge. They all need telling.
And I recalled her offering us all this nasty squash in the Women's Institute meeting. A squash so nasty, it could easily conceal the taste of...
poison.
Oh, right.
She realised you were an easy target to blame with your group.
Campaign slash revolution.
I sent you the kit.
How did you know where we were?
Credit card statement.
Duh. But how did you know who we were just now? We're disguised.
Fake beards and bronzer don't make too baffling a disguise.
Oh, yeah. Credit card. So am I cleared?
Well, we will want to question you further, but you have been cleared of this crime.
Shall we?
Come along with me, madam.
We put the tablet in the drink and it fizzed. At first she denied everything and drank some squash to prove it, but it was the wrong one and she was poisoned. The police took her away. Turns out the poison didn't kill her, but she'll be going away for a long, long time.
That's great. So all back to normal.
Yes, it's all over. Anyway, got to go. See you soon.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Mr. Halliday.
Can I help you, pal?
I'm the fridge engineer, here to check your fridge. You should have had a call a few days ago.
Hear about the fridge? Yes, it's... oh dear, it's been on the calendar for months. In the back. I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed on.
Shouldn't be too long. Just need to depressurise that coolant for you.
Through the back there.
Thanks.
No problem. Oh, bollocks.
Oh my God!
Hey! Let me out of here!
Revolution, Murder and Traffic Wardens was written by Hayden Jones. The cast in order of appearance. Mike was played by Daniel Carter Hope. Rupert by Simon Burbage. Alex by Dave Bibby. Kate by Anna Maria Narbilia. Judy by Jenny Bolt. Mr. Halliday by Robert Calvert. All other characters were played by members of the cast. The script was adapted for broadcast by Kate Stone and was engineered by Charlie Fleming, assisted by Kate Lennon. Editing and sound design was by Richard Lightman. This is a co-production between Lynn Parker of Funny Women and Jack Bowman of Wireless Theatre.